Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. How you doing today? I want to talk to you today, bring you some truth and discernment from God's Word, and an interesting topic, spiritual assessments. Today, I want to talk about spiritual assessments. Are you aware of these? This is a common practice that's really been developed in man-made churchianity these days. Men make up spiritual assessments. It's kind of a self-examination, questions, testing to ask yourself about your life. And I want to say up front that self-examination is clearly a spiritual concept. It's a biblical spiritual concept. Let me give you some scripture. 1 Corinthians 11:28 and 29. Paul says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." So Paul clearly says, when it comes to like taking the Lord's Supper, we are to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate." So again, the concept of examining ourselves, it's totally biblical. I get it. Not refuting that. It's a good, pure, and true thing. But what I want to do is I want to warn you, saints. Can you believe, I hope you can believe this, I hope you're not naive, that there are ministries out there, and most of them have made up corrupt testings, corrupt spiritual assessments that deceive you, twist you, turn you into their own man-made religious systems and their false ways, even to the point of some of these people are selling spiritual assessments online to help you follow Christ. That's how wicked this is. More merchandising of God's high holy ways. It's wicked. I want to warn you of this. So the danger, let's talk about this. The danger comes in when these men, it's usually leaders, so-called elders, so-called apostles, so-called pastors, they begin to do these spiritual assessments, and they say it's for examining you, and they do it to the point, this is where it becomes really sinful, where they ultimately are deciding who is in or out of the kingdom of God themselves. Yeah, I'm going to give you some examples. It gets that bad. If you go read Matthew 20, Jesus talks about not lording over others. He says the Gentiles do it. It will not be so among you. We are not to lord over others people's salvation. We can warn people. We can clearly protect the local body and saints from sinners, wicked, willful sinners. Yep. But we are not the makers of saints. We want to talk about that. Now, these things that I'm talking about, they happen often. This is not rare. There's a false body in Boston called Followers of the Way. I've known about them for years. I've reached out to them in the beginning. I've exposed and warned people about their false ways. And they pull this power and authority move over people using spiritual assessments. Now, I encourage men to self-examine. Peter says judgment begins in the house of God. I get it. I want you to be careful that you don't allow yourself to be examined to the point of shipwrecking your faith into heresy and false ways. If you go out on the internet, Google these Anabaptist followers of the way, Boston exposed, my testing will come right up on the first page. And on that testing, it shows a lot of sin and hypocrisy there. All the way down from their false gospel, all the way down from their false gospel to their many, many other false ways that deceive people in great heresy and destruction. So I want to talk about this from a biblical perspective to warn you that you don't fall into those false ways. Google Followers of the Way, Boston, look up that testing. On that testing, shows many, many points about them. There's a book review, When King Jesus Claims His Church, where I expose their heresy and their hypocrisy about this spiritual assessment where they believe they can control and they can have a decision in who enters into the kingdom of God because they call themselves so-called apostles. In great heresy, they downplay these people, downplay the blood of Jesus and salvation. They believe in mystical things like the bread and the wine becomes literally Jesus in some mystical way. They believe water baptism is a sacrament that saves you, and on, as they pull people into this false kingdom body with a lot of corruption. Now, the men leading the spiritual assessment walk in great hypocrisy as well. Their leader, Finney Corvilla, is a multimillionaire investor. He's spending $30 million on a college he started, a false college, Sattler College. He lives in a million-dollar home, but he tells people you should live small and give away your tunics, extra tunics. What a hypocrite. He also unites to a bunch of false people and worldliness and carnality. One of his so-called apostles, Matthew Miliani, will sit and do spiritual assessment, and he'll ask people things like, do you harbor issues with others from your past? Yeah, back in 2018, I reached out to Matthew. He was a wicked man. He lied about me. His son lied about me on the internet. And we had strife that he never repented of. Yet he's asking people about their spiritual assessment. Do you have issues with people in the past? Matthew's a wicked man at heart. He needs to check himself. Going all the way to the spiritual assessments where they ask people, do you have a problem with gluttony? All the while, Matthew standing there and his gluttony can be seen at his waistline. That's all I'm going to say about that. Hypocrisy, right? So you need to be warned about these spiritual assessments. Who's giving them out? What standard are they judging by? Are they judging rightly? Are they luring you into their false man-made religion? Or are you following Christ in spirit and in truth? Ask yourself that. So another area of these false leaders that they will often keep is they will say, another area of hypocrisy, I should say, they'll tell you, oh, you can't go against what the leaders believe and what they teach because then you're being rebellious, you're making your own doctrine. If you rebel, then you'll be outside the kingdom of God because they're like the embassy of the kingdom of God. Yeah, I literally have this stuff in that book review. But yet, these same men, Finney and Matthew and other men that have done this, they've rebelled against the Baptist faith, the evangelical faith, and other faith systems to put themselves in a seat of power to now judge you and tell you if you disagree with them on doctrine, you're outside of the kingdom of God. Do you see the utter hypocrisy and heresy going on here? I hope you do. And it's all based upon these spiritual assessments that they do with people before they let them enter into their bodies. It's more total wickedness against them. One of the most egregious issues is their false gospel. And another egregious issue, as I said, is they decide who gets in the kingdom of God. They literally believe they have some power from God via this spiritual assessment that they can decide who is actually entering the kingdom of God. Go look at that book review. I prove it. That's just one example of this one false group I wanted to call out. The Anabaptists are great at this control and guilting you to obey their leaders and their false man-made traditions over the last 500 or 600 years. But Scripture is clear. Acts 5:29, Peter says, we obey God over man. If people are keeping false ways, whether it's pagan Easter, pagan Christmas, false unbiblical assessments, controlling who's in the kingdom of God, we don't obey them. We're to reject that, rebel against them, and obey the Scriptures. Amen? So this type of spiritual abuse in power is not uncommon. Roman Catholic popes do it. Priests do it all the time. Evangelicalism does it. It's ripe with their false ways, whether it be tithe or membership or Calvinism, whatever. Give you a couple more examples. Here in Missouri, northern Missouri, there is a Diatrophes-type bishop, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, Mark Bullen. I have tested them for years. You can look it up on the internet, see my testing. He claims, he tells people, if you leave our church, you leave your hope of salvation. Yeah. Wicked, wicked man. But he left people in the past to go form his own body and lift himself up as a leader. Yeah, imagine that. Then down in Texas, you have a cult called the Church of Wells. I've been there twice and street preached right outside their building. And they claim that they can actually see who's born again and whether or not should be entering into the body or the kingdom of God. More spiritual abuse and corruption, many times hinged on these so-called spiritual assessments of men. I want to warn you about it today. Now, I want to be clear. Leaders, elders can indeed judge rightly and put men living in willful sin out of a local body for the protection of the body and for their own good. Go read 1 Corinthians 5. Paul did it with the man in sexual sin. It's biblical to do it. But that's talking about out of the local body. Today, men have no authority to put people in or out of the kingdom of God. They literally, in these spiritual assessments, believe that they can discern who's in or out of the kingdom of God. Here's a fact. We got to get this right. God makes saints. And Christ is between us and God, no man. All right? There could be leadership in the body. I believe in that. There could be elders and teachers. But no man is between you and God. Christ is our intercessor. And who adds to the body? Do bishops, elders, so-called apostles? No, let's read it. Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all his people, all the people, and the Lord added to the body daily as should be saved. I didn't use the word church there. I don't like that word church. Ecclesia, called out once. The body. God added to the body, not men. We don't have the authority to do such things. Matthew 16, Jesus says, upon this rock, I will build my body. You get my point here. Men usurping authority, lording over people's salvation. It is utter wickedness. It leads to great confusion in people because what they do is confuse local body with the one true body of Christ. Paul says there's one body of Christ in the book of Corinthians, right? It's really just a man-driven power grab. It's full of heresy, false ways, like I'm showing you. I need to warn you of these spiritual assessments and men deciding who is in and out of the kingdom of God. It is very, very good to compare yourself to the Holy Scriptures and how we live, act, talk, dress, function, what we believe, who we associate with. I'm all for it. I do it. I encourage it. But it should not be controlled by men, unbiblical, heretical men, and their unbiblical, false, man-made ways that are really about controlling a local body and controlling salvation of people around them. We're to follow what the Word and the Spirit says. We don't answer to men that walk in sin, heresy, false ways, corruption, pride, and lording over control. We need to be wise as serpents, as Jesus said. Watch out for these false teachers that abound. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24, in the last days, false teachers will abound. They're everywhere today. I deal with them on a daily basis, warning people about them, rebuking them to the saving of their souls. So when you ponder spiritual assessments, if you do it one-on-one with yourself and the Word of God, or if you're in a true biblical body of other brothers that really have the fruit of being saints, it can be a glorious tool to hone yourself for God. It can be a tool to hone yourself against other godly, true godly men. But in most cases, I've found it's a way to shipwreck your faith, get involved with people that are lording over your soul, people that have heresy and need to force you to submit when God's word does not teach it. When I contacted Followers of the Way, Matthew Emiliani wanted to force me to submit to early church father writings and what they believe versus the word of God. How utterly heretical. Don't fall for it. The Word of God is our truth. Now, I have to say this on the subject. When it comes to spiritual assessments, I don't really have a spiritual assessment on my website, but I have lots of written articles with lots of scripture that help guide people to test themselves. I'm all for that. Loaded with scripture to help newbies, novice people that are new in the faith. I'm all for that. But I would never, ever use this to proclaim that you are in or out of salvation. It might guide you out of your sin. It might keep you from a local body, and maybe you won't be invited to our home fellowship if you keep all kinds of heresy and false ways. But we would never tell you, well, now you're out of the kingdom of God because you're not united to us and you rebelled. Oh, you'd get a warning. Hey, you're outside of Scripture. Until you repent and get in line, it's not the fruit that God's working in you. We warn people of their fate. We warn them of the judgment to come, the wrath of God. The goodness of God is the hope through the gospel, faith in Christ, repentance. Faith in Christ's finished work, I should say, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance of all sin, being born again by the Holy Spirit, and striving in holiness and obedience and enduring in the faith to the end. That's the gospel. That's our hope. But we warn people about the wrath of God that's coming. But no man has the authority to proclaim that he is between you and Christ for salvation itself. These spiritual assessments often like to lift them up in power. More wickedness. You don't need these spiritual assessments. You don't even need anything I've written to encourage you. What you need is the Word of God, the Spirit of God. And if you know some true saints, let's say you've tested my website and you say, I don't see any sin in this man. I agree with the gospel. He seems in line with all the Scriptures. Well, maybe a man further down the road than you can help you, but you don't walk into a religious body having no idea how to test them, and just surrender your soul to them with a spiritual assessment that they've written, twisted in ways that gives them power over your salvation. Do you see what I'm saying? How dangerous this is? Hopefully you wouldn't eat a sandwich from some stranger on the street that sticks it in your face and says, eat this now. Yeah, it could be poison, right? There's a lot of wickedness out there in the world. Why would you listen to people that you don't even know are fully in line with the Scriptures, because you haven't stood from the outside to test them? Most time people are just looking for fellowship idolatry. They got a lot of people. They have a women and children there. They have a program. My family needs fellowship. And people swallow the lies and heresy to have fellowship. That's fleshly idolatry. God deserves so much better. He's so much more worthy than that. You don't need all of this man-made written stuff. I had to strive in the Scriptures and the Spirit. When I was born again, there was nobody biblically walking with us. And through the Word and through the Spirit, not because I'm smart, I have no truth, the Word of God has brought me to where I am today, all to the glory of God as I boast in Christ. But if men have spiritual assessments and you're united to them and they're biblical and they're holy and they're not trying to gain power over you, your salvation, well, you can test them and see if they're worthy to follow. I've never found one that is, because most people in these religious bodies have lifted up a hierarchy of authority, and they want to control your salvation. That is the main crux of this here, when that is between God and you. Christ is up between us and the Father. So what you need to do, I encourage you, is go humbly to the Scripture, study, be an Acts 17 Berean with a readiness of mind to obey the Word of God. Then test all areas of your life. See if you truly are in line with Scripture. And ask the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. John 14:26. He will. He's good and faithful Father. He will send you the truth. If you walk with other godly saints, test everything they tell you. Make sure that your body is not usurping authority over you that God did not give them. Make sure that they're not keeping false mystical ways, false gospels. And you can only know that by studying the Scriptures and having God affirm it in you. That's what I call you to do. Make sure that you're not being swept up in just a body of believers for the sake of being in a body of believers. Jesus said, few will find eternal life. Narrow is the way. People, there's groups like Followers of the Way and all these other evangelicals and all these other groups. There's three or four of them on every corner in America. But yet there's few, very few, biblical saints that are set on the kingdom of God. These modern day man-made assessments are mostly rooted in false teachers. They're training grounds to mold you to submit to their heresy, their authority, their false ways without question as they control you. Don't do it. Paul said this, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yeah, these men I described to you, they are workers of Satan, whether they know it or not, working for his ways to shipwreck people's faith in heresy, lies, false ways, rather than relying on the Father, the Word, the Spirit, and the Savior. People are relying on these false apostles that are deceiving them. Before you submit to any man-made assessment, spiritual assessment, I would really advise you to go deep in the Scriptures, build your foundation on the gospel, build your foundation as a Berean. Do not submit yourself to men that you have not fully tested and vetted to be sound in their doctrine, that their fruit is godly and holy. Otherwise, you can know their fruit. They are a deceiver and a worker of the enemy. The Holy Spirit does not keep you in lies. The Holy Spirit does not keep you in false lording over. The Holy Spirit does not keep you into mysticism. The Holy Spirit does not keep you in hypocrisy like these men I've described to you. This is not of God. This is of the enemy. Spiritual assessments, for the most part, are of the enemy to give you a placebo, to make you feel like, hey, you're really testing to see where you are. The only problem is they're using the wrong criteria to test and their motives to control and lord over and have authority on you. Don't let it happen. Cling to the Word. Cling to the Spirit. Strive in the Scriptures. Test me to the Word. And if you find my words to be true, I got no truth. I'm just echoing what God's Word says. Let me know how I can help you. I have no motive. I tell people this all the time. I don't have a building I'm trying to fill up. I don't claim to be an apostle and an elder, modern pastor over people. I want people to be set free in the truth of Christ. I want to help local bodies and home fellowships grow in the truth of God. I want to see these false teachers torn down and the truth of God lifted up. I don't sell the things of God. I don't sell assessments. I don't sell books and CDs like all these false, wicked, hireling men do. I don't start a college that no one needs. I don't live in a $1 million house and make millions of dollars. I don't live in hypocrisy and lie about people. No, I'm not any better than them. I could be just as wicked and evil as them if I let myself. But you know what? The power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God and new life has kept me from falling into those ways. It is all to the Lord's glory, not mine. I would be no better than them in that sin of man-made religion. I was there once. I had to repent of all of that and leave it and strive. And God's Word has become my spiritual assessment. And then I can sharpen myself with other true saints that have also shown they're interested in what God's Word has to say about our spiritual assessment. To just acquiesce and give that over to men that are there to control you and claim they can tell you who can enter into the kingdom of God, they are workers of wickedness. Be warned against them. I love you all. I hope this message has encouraged you to test spiritual assessments. Go deep. Don't hand yourself over to such men. Trust in the Word, trust in the Spirit, trust in the Father. If you find my words to be true, I'm here to help you and encourage you with no ill motive. Get ready to hit the gospel road again, preaching the gospel in the streets, lifting up King Jesus, calling people to the kingdom of God in repentance and out of the world and out of all the false ways of man-made religion, like spiritual assessments filled with heresy, hypocrisy, and sin. Till next time. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.